بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable علماء, elders, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, we are very, very fortunate, we are very, very thankful, and we should be making a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His great kindness, His favor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be present in this auspicious place, the masjid, in a Mubarak time, the time of Jummah, Mubarak day of Jummah, and the blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to keep fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us tawfiq to read tilawat of Quran. So these are very, very great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a people didn't make it to the month of Ramadan? And how convinced, or we can't be sure, will we be here next Ramadan? So let us appreciate, let us benefit, let us apply ourselves to the many advices that have been dispensed to us by our Shaykh, by the various ulama, and the various kitabs that have been read, and from the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from the advices of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem. So in this ayat kareema, the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you are saying that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, meaning Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, follow in the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is primarily what is our purpose of life, that is our object of life, to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the test, what is the acid test of it, and how does the person acquire it? Then follow in the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a pathway that will make us reach our destination. So we find that there are many ways by which a person can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great easy way is that if we do our ibadat correctly, the important word is correctly, if we do our ibadat, then we will find that this will make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That an abid, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he does the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will make him reach his ma'bud. And this, if it is done correctly, then we will reach and find our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a practical way of doing this is a person does his zikr properly. If he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at every moment, occasion, he is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the recitation of durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is also an easy way to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an amal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very much. It is very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says that Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself is sending durood and salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are also involved in this action. So how great is this action of durood and salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We know Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the masjood of the malaika. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was Kalimullah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was referred to as Ruhullah. But all these were the, there was none of them where, in those places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I'm actually involved in this action. But when we find in the one place And that is this amal of durood, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that this is an action that I am doing for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how high is action of durood, and how meritorious it is, and how important it is for us. Because Allah thereafter encourages us that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, addressing you and I, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, that you also should do this. So Allah give us tawfiq that we pay particular attention, and especially on the day of Jummah, this is the special amal of durood, our durood sharif. Every day a person should be reciting durood sharif, 100 minimum, more preferably. But on the day of durood sharif, this is the exclusive ibadat for Jummah. And the day of Jummah should be referred to, as Hazrat has taught us, that as Jummah, and not just as Friday, like how we refer to Monday, Tuesday. So that doesn't really have any real connotation. Like if a person says Eid is coming, so what happens, what goes through our minds? A different feeling goes through our mind, different scenarios play through our mind. In the same way, when we say Jummah, then different scenarios will play. Now durood will come into our life. We'll think about the Jummah Salah, many other aspects. So we should use the word Jummah, and this will bring about more connection with our with the day of Jummah and the Amal of Jummah. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left his home and he was passing and going towards where he was intending. And on the way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had seen a person that was in possession of a horse. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam liked the horse, asked the person that, are you selling? The person said, yes, I am selling. So the price was agreed upon. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told to this person that, if you can just wait here, I will go home. I will fetch the money and then I'll come back and I'll pay you for the horse. So the deal was done. However, in this interim period, another person had approached and asked, is this horse for sale? And he offered a higher amount. So this person now said that, look here, I've already sold it. So he said, but I'm giving you a bigger amount, a higher amount. So he thought to himself, he said, now how am I going to get out of this deal? So because now he's getting a larger amount. So he thought, okay, he'll make up some lie, he'll make up some story. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned to now purchase the horse with the payment, so then he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he wasn't a Muslim. So he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in your Shariat, if there is a dispute, then how is it resolved? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the person who is making the claim, then he should present the proof. And if he's unable to do so, then the next person, the defendant, then he should take an oath, a qasam, and that is how we resolve the issue. So then he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so if that is the case, now he was thinking of getting out of the deal. So then what is the proof? What proof have you got that this horse was sold to you, that the deal was done? Who is there that is proof? So at that time, a sahabi, most probably it was Hazrat Huzaymah radiallahu anhu, was passing. So he says, I am the proof. I am witness to the fact that this deal was done in our... So because the proof was presented, so the deal went through. Nonetheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then asked him that, oh Huzaymah, that you were not present when the deal was taking place. How did you stand as a witness? So very interestingly, the sahabi mentioned that, oh Nabi of Allah, that you have told us about Jannah, you have told us about Jahannam, you told us about Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. These are such great creations and such bigger things. And you told us of Akhirat. We believe in all this from you. Now, what is one horse? If you said you had purchased the horse, nothing to it. These are something very small. So, I made Shahadat for bigger things. So to make Shahadat for a smaller thing is in the bag. So we should see that what effort are we making for our deen? That our deen is very, very easy. What effort are we making for our akhirat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned that a deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. Those amal for Jummah that we have been taught, the easy amal, those six amal, would give us the greatest amount of reward, which we all are doing. And if we just look after our time, we look after our Jummah properly, we will get a very a close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. And so this durood sharif, the recitation of salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is also an amal, an easy amal. And this is such an easy amal, but it will give us the greatest amount of marifat. We are here, our purpose is to get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh have prescribed that a person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is encouraging us, that by the recitation of durood, we will get the greatest amount of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will see that our ibadat, the greatest ibadat, our ibadat will reach very, very high levels. Our tawazu, etc., all these qualities that we want to bring into our, one is mujahada a person makes, but an easier way is a person excels and applies himself in the recitation of durood and salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what we should, we ask ourselves that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the proof of our claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For every claim, it has to be backed up by some proof. So the proof is what we should ask ourselves, or that how much of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in my life, and how much am I following in the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And one is the easy, the sunnahs, the outward sunnahs, that is the easy outward sunnahs, the masnoon du'as, how we eat, how we sleep, that is easy, we should be applying ourselves there as well. Then also, there are the inward sunnahs, those sunnahs that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us regarding our inner self. So it is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu that, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred that when you go to sleep, then you should clean your heart. Clean your heart from all hatred, jealousy, or don't have anything, malice, etc. in your heart. Clean your heart from all those things against anybody, any person. And you go to sleep in that way. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, referred to this as my sunnah. This is my sunnah. So is this sunnah in our life? So the inward sunnah, outward sunnah, and inward sunnah, both should be we should be having in our lives. So all this will come how? Very easily if we recite Durood Sharif. So if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person claims, or a person wants to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person wants to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then just read Durood Sharif in abundance, and all these will be acquired. So as we are sitting over here, what we are saying, it makes sense, we are all in agreement of it. But now when we go back from here, when we are into our workplaces, in another 2 hours time, then what will be our condition? Then in that case now, all what was said over here most probably is forgotten. So what we hear, we agree, but when we are there, it's forgotten. But we should be asking ourselves that over there, that 50 rand, that 100 rand, now that becomes our priority. Whereas a priority and the mission of our life is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must test ourselves. Like for everything we have tests, we must gauge ourselves. Like and by testing ourselves, we get to know where we really stand and where we are. Like students, if they are in the examination, all the students in the class can say, no, I'll be getting the best results. I got the greatest understanding. I'll top the class. But it's only when you write the examinations and the results come out, then we see now who excelled and who knew how much. So for ourselves, we test ourselves by seeing that how much of sunnahs are in my life. And this particular sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of keeping the heart clean, not harboring any malice, jealousy, hatred in the heart, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to as my sunnah. This is perhaps the only hadith, Sharif, where it was referred to as my sunnah. So that's such an important, how much of it is in my life. So when we go to our bed, when we go to sleep, do we really clean our hearts, or are we sleeping with a dirty heart? And we're having all these things within us. Like now, generally, when a person goes to sleep, he changes his clothing. If he was working tirelessly during the day, if he can take a shower, he'll take a shower. He'll scent himself, and then he'll say, now I'll have a nice, clean, peaceful sleep. So we are doing that for our outwardly. So our inwardly also, we should be doing the similar. And we have come for i'tikaf. So what is the purpose of our coming for i'tikaf if we are not doing this? If you're going to sleep and we're having all these things in our heart and we're here in i'tikaf also, so this we should ask ourselves. So to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow in the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is not an easy thing to do. One sahabi had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he had mentioned that, O Nabi of Allah, I have great love for you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him that really if this is the case, then you should be ready for trials and tribulations. You should be ready for trials and tribulations. Because when a person comes onto sunnah and he wants to come onto, then you will find that the lifestyle that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is doing, and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, this goes against the flow of what is currently with the people. What the people are doing, it goes against the flow of what they are doing. And because of this, a person will be criticized, a person will be ostracized, and we'll find that even perhaps harmed also. But this is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It happened to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi says that when I come to know that people are criticizing me for the for whatever talk or whatever I have written on any particular subject matter, then I or what I'm promoting as the mission of my life, then I come to know that now that I am on the haq. This is a sign that I am on the truth. Because a person, when he is on haq, then naturally this opposition will come through to a person. And this is, and when these things, when a person is there, then a person should remain firm. He should be remaining steadfast on what he is. We shouldn't be just changing with the pressure. As the pressure comes, like when the wind, wherever the wind blows, and you have like this weathercock, then it changes with the direction. So if things are going this way, we're going on this side. If things are going on that way, then we're changing our... So no, this shouldn't be the case. But we should be firm, and we should be making our stance very, very known. So whether, and in this way, we should see that we should be particular that who are we trying to make happy? Who are we trying to please? Our mission is to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person, makes a mistake and now he says, no, but I want to be happy with, I want to be good with everybody. Everybody must be happy with me. So I want to please everybody. So then this will create problems for a person. Because then now, people who are doing incorrect things, that which goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Example, they are involved openly in photography, intermingling, this interfaith, Abrahamic accords. These are openly goes against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So now when we are with them, so then now we eating with them, we mixing with them, we joking with them, we intermingling with them, and we like, everything is fine. And then those people who oppose these things, then when we are standing with them, then we want to be with them as well. We want to be okay with them. And then what we say, no, we're just trying to keep the peace. So if you look at it, you can't keep peace with two opposites. So one is Rahman, that is, and one is Shaitan. So you can't keep Rahman happy also and Shaitan happy. It doesn't work that way. We should be making only Rahman happy. That is our purpose. That is our mission. And that's what we should be standing for and staying. So likewise, a person says that, no, we want to be united. We want to keep the unity. So we can't be united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can't be. Unity is on those, unity is with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So you find that Allah Ma'ini rahmatullahi alayh, he speaks about in this 70 different branches of Iman. So in there, on the number 30, Allah Ma'ini speaks about that one of the branches of Iman is that a person should... To identify and to associate with the side or with the people of the Ahli Haq. So this is part of Iman. So the opposite understood meaning, the what we say, the mafhume mukhalif, is that to associate and to make known that you disagree with the people who go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be made known, it should be made clear that I don't agree, I disassociate myself with such people. So there is no confusion. And everybody also knows which position you are and where a person is standing. So Durood Sharif, now this might seem like difficult to do, but the solution, if a person recites Durood Sharif, then Allah will grant him the tawfiq to do this also. So Durood Sharif is like the easiest amal that can bring all the sifat that we are speaking about, and also give a person all this courage and the ability to do all these things. So Durood Sharif is very, very important. Mawlana Imran Bopali rahmatullah alayh, he said once there was a conversation between himself and another person, and in this conversation, the person said that this regarding sunnat, so he said like, this is just only a sunnat. He spoke in Urdu. So then Mawlana replied to him that, see, what you are saying is correct, that it is a sunnat, but the tone that you use to say it is only a sunnat, like you say, ah, it's only a sunnat, na'uzubillah. No, the tone of yours is kufr, that brings a person into disbelief. So, sunnats are something that we should be very, very cautious about. A person shouldn't joke about a sunnat. Don't make a lightheartedness of any aspect of deen. this can have serious consequences for a person. So as we said, when a person comes upon sunnah and a person will be coming in itikaf, a person will be inspired and will start practicing on sunnah, but when you go back to our people, when you go back to our community, you will find then it's possible that people will start opposing you and people will be wanting to go against you. But to keep yourself firm, then remain firm on Durood Sharif, and this will give a person strength to continue. So today generally we know about Akhirat, but generally our love for Akhirat we don't really have. If we really look at ourselves and we ask ourselves, then we are more, we want a nice motor car, we want a lifestyle, we want holidays, we want our brand names, we want fashion, we want technology. So we want to be like, we say, I want to be advanced. But if you look at all these things that we are aspiring for, what is this? This is how many of us really make dua for our Akhirat. We're making dua for our qabr, that what's going to happen on Qiyamah's Day. My hisab kitab, Allah must grant us all hisab yaseera, easy hisab. Are we making those duas? So it'll tell us, our duas will tell us where our priorities are. Where is our inclination towards, more towards dunya, or is our inclination more towards our akhirat? So, are we making this type of dua? Or are we making dua more for our dunya? So, with regards to these aspects in our dunya also, we ask ourselves that many a times we are concerned more about our own popularity. That you know, somebody mustn't take offense to what I am saying or what I am doing. A person mustn't dislike me for the stance that I am taking. So in doing that, then now we become reserved with regards, and we're not open with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. So really, if a person has kept akhirat then in mind, then he won't mind at all. He will not be afraid for anything. We find that, look at the sacrifices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came for Islam, how they stood so firm. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, that very famous incident when they were sitting amongst the non-Muslims and the morsel of food fell down, and somebody nudged him to say that don't pick it up and because it's considered, according to the disbelievers, it's considered against cultural practice. But here on, he raised his voice and he said, "Atruku sunnata habibi," that the sunnat of my beloved should I discard it? And what did he say? For haula al-humaqa, for these ignorant, stupid people. And in reality, the reality is that those people who don't have the love for the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salam, they are ignorant and they are really stupid people. Because in the sunnah, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, He had put into Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why if we bring the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will come unto to us. So Allah grant us tawfiq. And we look at the people that, those that are the lifestyle, the culture of the people of the West, and those who are against the deen of Islam, we find that in their culture, what are the problems? You see, there's so much drugs, there's promiscuity, there's womanizing, there's gambling. All these things we found very openly in their societies. Yes, they do denounce it. They say that it's, but at the same time, if you look at the basic fundamentals, they don't put anything in place to stop it. For example, they allow intermingling boys and girls in the schools, at home, etc. It's mixing. But then they say, no, you mustn't do anything wrong. Others say that now if you're putting fire, putting wood in the fire, it must burn. So if it's not going to burn, then it has to burn. So by living this lifestyle, then you are going to have all these problems. So really, if you come onto the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi sallam, all these things will come out of our lives. So we should look at the morning of Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam, the night of Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam, his public life, his private life, his social life, his financial life, his political life, all these aspects. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the best, He put it into Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam. So by bringing this into our lives, we will be bringing the best on all spheres of our lives. So this should be my mission. This should be my, what they say, the the passion of my life, to bring the entire lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into my life. How the walk of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this should be my worry. Not how the film actors and the singers, how they dress. Unfortunately, we find that now we're dressing like them, we're imitating them without even realizing the dire consequences and how much of effort goes into their lifestyle. We don't see it so much. Like even if you just casually, we're looking on television, which is haram, obviously, but we're following the sports, etc. Let's say that now the bowler, he needs to take 20 steps before he does the bowling. It doesn't require 20 steps. 5 steps, 10 steps is sufficient. But the time that he's taking the steps, all the cameras, all focus, and they're focusing on his shoes, and on that the brand name has been promoted. So, and he's getting paid heavily for it. And what we think, we're just watching a match. No, it's not watching a match. There's everything also subtly hidden in these things. So these are things that we should be, and then we find that we become involved in it. Our youngsters become involved in it. Then they follow into that culture. But this is not the purpose of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummah, that you are the best of ummah. What is your purpose? You have been created for the benefit of mankind. We haven't been created for our own selves. We haven't been brought into this dunya to grow our own investments, our bank balances, our house, to see how our life, our car, etc., all those things. No, we have been brought to benefit, for the benefit of people, for the benefit of mankind. That is the purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and brought us into this life. We find that at one occasion, for 2 days, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, in their home, there was no food. No food at all. Condition? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha then found some wheat, brought it home, they prepared some bread. And just as Hazrat Fatima was going to put it into her mouth, she thought about her beloved father. And she said, you know what, now imagine the hunger there. But she said, let me take it to my father. And she took it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said, my beloved father, for 2 days we didn't eat. Very, very hungry. We are hungry. I was just about to eat. I thought about you. And I said, let me present this to you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied to her that for 4 days I haven't eaten. Now look at, for 4 days Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hasn't eaten. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then consoled her and he said to her that the sacrifice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this poverty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was by choice. Nabi alayhi salatu was given the choice to have mountains of gold, but he chose to live this life in this particular manner. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Fatima, don't worry that we are not sent in this world to fill our stomachs, but we are here to save the people from Jahannam." So look at this. This is our work. So look at the concern of Nabi alayhi salam. Look at the sacrifices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what we should be making our mission. And this is why we are here. And this is why we have these reminders. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq that in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we really introspect in ourselves and we look at what is really the objective of my life. What is the mission of my life? Let us realign ourselves. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Shahru Ramadan. That it's a month, whatever you couldn't do in the entire year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors are open to achieve it in this month of Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq that we exert ourselves in understanding what our purpose of life is and starting to mold ourselves. And one very easy way to achieve that is to spend one's time in the sohbah, the company of the ahlullah, the mashayikh, and in the khankas, where islah is taking place, reformation is taking place. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this month of Ramadan. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that curse that we always hear about, where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had given 3 du'as, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. One was the person who finds the month of Ramadan, and he's unable to get his sins forgiven. Because it's like practically impossible that you can't get your sins forgiven. So this is really the time Allah give us tawfiq that we understand correctly, we implement correctly, and that really our flavor and our purpose of life is to present true deen, the haq, bring it into our lives, in our family lives, and to present it into the community. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa aslu da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.